filling out.
That was the first thing me and you noticed, though. Yeah. Let's be honest, the reinvented second time around, Chris Beardsley had much more of an edge to his game and was just appeared to be physically so much better and stronger.
I think the best thing I ever did was having the 6 months at Kidderminster, playing first team football every week. And it wasn't first team football towards the end of the season that mattered, it was first team football in a relegation dogfight. And the only thing you're going to do is learn and get better from that. It helped me develop as a player and a person, because every game meant something and it meant so much.
And finally playing alongside Isaac and Christy as well.
Yeah.
That were interesting, trying to push him off at ball.
it was good to be back. Isaac has always, you know, he's always spoke to me and advised me since I was 18, 19. And he was great with me when I come back.
Oh, he's hit the side netting. Sorry to break into you there, Chris, we had a little spell in play that neither side really put the foot on the ball and did a great deal with it. That's why we allowed you to talk, but then the ball broke through, good through ball to Brown, great chance for Brown.
Yeah, he's hitting that with his left foot, but I think if Brown looks back at it now, if he goes across the goalkeeper...
Drag it onto his right and hit it round him.
Either, I don't know if he had enough time for that, but if he shoots across the goalkeeper, there's always the chance that they can parry it, or you know, he can spill it, he can get a corner.
That's the only thing at the moment that I think is letting Simon Brown down in his game, and that's something that will come in experience, is that it just doesn't seem...
Yeah, he's not
a deadly striker, does he?
Is he a striker, Chris? You know him better than anybody. Is he a right-sided midfielder, which is where he's played before for Mansfield, or is he a striker?
Well, he's a right winger, to be honest, isn't he? But he isn't a right midfielder, and he's not an out-and-out centre-forward. But he can play off a big man, and he can play in a three-pronged attack. I think the more Brown he plays up there, he will eventually turn into, he can be able to play there with as much ease as he can play in the right side of the field.
It's just that my concern, Chris, is getting into the positions for Mansfield.
Oh, definitely, he's missing
a lot of chances.
I travel in with Brownie and I'll give him a bit of stick. I've told him he could be on double figures already.
Well, sure.
And we did work a lot. Me and him worked a lot in pre-season on finishing from them type of areas, because you'll score your goals in the 6 yard box on the law of averages, they'll pull to you. Even if they go in off your bum, your leg, your head, your shoulder, they'll go in. But them type of goals, snapshots, are the ones that bump, you know, they bang your total up at the end of the season.
You've got to be more clinical with that.
Yeah, I think as a centre forward, you need to be doing it. You need to be doing it every day. I spoke to Brownie, and he said, since you got injured, I've stopped doing it. And he said he just started up again with the finishing, and he says he felt a lot sharper. But I know more than anyone that when he misses a chance, he lets it get to him. He'll be speaking about it, or he was speaking about the two at Carlisle all week long, about how he should have scored. But I mean, that's a good thing. At least he knows where he's going wrong.